Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy Perry's our guest. She's our good friend, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. KathyPerry.com is her website. Stepping Stones to Success is the book she co-authored. Kathy, tell us what you do for your clients.
I help them put together a strategy on online marketing, social media, web, and mobile. Anything that's online, I help them figure out the best way to market themselves and get more customers.
Yeah, and she does it well too, folks. So I encourage you to check her out and let her help you with the things that you're trying to do, this social media strategy that we're talking about. Kathy, how about getting traffic to our site, to our business from the web? I mean, there are two kinds of activity that we're doing online. We're pushing and we're pulling, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us what the difference is.
Well, driving traffic is the goal no matter what, right? It's the goal whether you're offline or
online. That's the result, right? Whether you're pushing or pulling is drive traffic.
It's right. And so there's a variety of ways that we do that. And interestingly enough, I'm doing a five-week coaching series, and tonight's week four. And we're talking about driving traffic, so that's why I thought, you know, we should talk a little bit
right.
about this.
So you
have organic traffic, and you can have paid traffic, and then there's social traffic, and there's local traffic. So there's a variety of ways that you can use the online experience to drive traffic to the business.
Say those again. Organic?
Organic, paid.
All right.
Local search and social search, and actually joint ventures is another huge.
What's that? Say that again.
Joint ventures,
all right?
Partnerships with other people to help drive traffic to a business.
So organic is when they just show up; they find you in a search somewhere.
Absolutely.
Paid is where you actually have an ad on a page and they click through.
Yep.
Local is where you've indexed your pages for local search, pepperoni pizza in Peoria, and if they're in Peoria and they type in pepperoni pizza, they find you.
Yep.
Social is, tell us what that means.
Well, social could be like you're on Pinterest and you've got some images with a link to your site, or over on Facebook, you've engaged with some people, or your activity is driving the traffic.
So all this stuff you've been patient with, like we talked about last segment, finally people are starting to come through and say, hey, I like what this guy has to say. I bet he has stuff that I'd like to buy.
Absolutely.
And so that's the social traffic. And then the joint venture.
Joint ventures is when you can find another business or person that is really targeting the same audience that you are. And there's a way you can do something together.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot with webinars and interviews and you know, things like that online where you're bringing value to your audience with somebody else's expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And those joint ventures are very valuable, and usually you're seeing them aligned. They're aligned because of the same audience.
Right. And you're demonstrating your values. If you find, obviously you want to find somebody to joint venture with that has your values and that you feel like will contribute to you and you to them, not just something that's convenient.
It's not just a one-way street. Joint ventures have to be a win-win everyone.
Right.
And so you do have to be adding value. It's a very important part
all
of
right.
it. Yes.
So how do we pull all this off?
Well, you know what? We have to have a plan. And an organic search is a big part of people trusting you, because the trust factor is much higher on something that is not an ad. Mm-hmm. And still, no matter what, you know, you that pay-per-click, those ads and those banners, they do drive traffic, but the percentage is much lower as the trust factor.
Right.
So it's very important to optimize. And, you know, we have the SEO, that search engine optimization, which can be tricky, especially since the rules are changing all the
right,
time.
Right, right. Since Google's having a harder and harder time abiding by their do no evil pledge.
Yes.
They are, folks. Yeah, don't be naive about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's great. I love that. Because, you know, I totally agree with you. But when you think about, though, Jim, you think about the massive, massive amounts of data that they're dealing with, and the servers and the algorithms and
right.
what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, we're talking billions and billions of data, bits of data, and they're trying to sift through it mm-hmm. and give you an answer in a nanosecond,
right.
which is very difficult to do. And then you have the advertisers who are scamming the system
right.
towards trying to flood a market with their information.
And then so Google has their own agendas.
Yeah.
Their own proclivities and financial agendas. And sounds like a sack of snakes to me. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Please check her out. Use her services, folks. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.